Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of July 2019. Supreme Court has explained that bail cannot be granted without providing any reason as to on what grounds, even though of a prima facie nature it is considered fair and just to grant bail. Supreme Court has issued notice on a plea seeking protection of identity, reputation and integrity of individuals accused of sexual crimes till completion of investigation into the genuineness of such allegations. Supreme Court has sought reply from the Bar Council of India, BCI, on a plea seeking measures for women lawyers such as safety in courts, maternity benefits and the old age pension. The court issued notice to the BCI and its chairperson on the PIL which listed out incidents of sexual harassment against women lawyers in different court premises. Supreme Court has directed the state government to withdraw the work order for the construction of a road passing through a corridor between the Rajaji and Korba Tiger Reserves. The court passed the order after the council appearing for Uttarakhand said the state would approach the Union Ministry of Environment and Forests for obtaining approvals for the road. Supreme Court has ruled that UNITEC is incapable of fulfilling its commitment and has asked the NBCC to take up UNITEC's 74 projects affecting 17,000 buyers. Delhi High Court has directed the North Delhi Municipal Corporation, NDMC, to share building plans with the Delhi Fire Service, DFS, so that a fire audit can be done on priority basis. The court, while taking note of fire incidents in Karol Bagh, has asked the North Civic Body and the DFS to appoint nodal officers for regular interaction and communication so that fire audit is given priority. Delhi High Court has quashed a lower court's decision to frame charges against former Union Health Minister Ranbumani Ramadas and many others in two corruption cases for allegedly showing favours to medical colleges. Delhi High Court has hauled up a power company for providing electricity to coaching centres in Mukherjee Nagar without any fire safety clearance. The court noted that DISCOMs and its officers were turning a blind eye to the problem, which could result in a fire like in Surat. Calcutta High Court has observed Bongao Municipality Trust vote as an example of democracy lying on the footpath and called it a perversion of justice. Bombay High Court has quashed a criminal case of sexual assault registered against an Air India pilot by a woman pilot last year. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea seeking regulation of education imparted in madrasas and gurukuls in the country while observing that it is akin to vocational or coaching classes and one can always opt out of it. Bombay High Court has asked the Kerala CPI M leader Sun Binoyikod Iyer, who is accused of raping a woman, to provide DNA samples to the police to determine if he had fathered the complainant's child. Rajya Sabha has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2019. This bill, if passed, will ease the process of corporate restructuring and removes ambiguities in the three-year-old law. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal (ITAT) Delhi has ruled that near disallowance of expenditure claimed in the return would not amount to concealment of income for the purpose of imposing penalty under clause C of subsection 1 of section 271 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Odisha Sagala has got the much-awaited geographical indications, GI, tagged for its Rasagala. The much-awaited GI recognition comes a year after West Bengal walked away with the tag. The suite has been registered under GI of Goods, Registration and Protection, Act, 2019 is Odisha Rasagala.